Hey everyone, and welcome to part 4 of this commentary playthrough of BK3. In the last episode, we entered the building, the flying building, and now we are going to see where we've ended up, because at the end of the episode, the main character destroyed the computer, and a missile hit Crystal City. So let's see what happens next. Oh, who's that?
Toby, no. Stop. Please. Young man, fire. Toby. No. Toby, I am.
I finished it. Ha ha!
Hey!
Am I just a useless kid here? Can I be stopped just
both on the same stage?
Am I unable to move because I'm afraid? I am. Still here on our... At exactly the same time as the missile was launched, Toby attacked the computer with all of his power.
I've also leveled like a son of a gun.
Yeah, you will do.
And... hit the building itself. Toby lost consciousness due to the explosion caused by the impact of the missile. The chucked new DCJB I sealed for convicted Utsu. Utsus. The building slowly started to collapse. However, the collapsed building took another shape and Toby was left inside it. At the top of the transformed building, the young man was laughing softly, watching the computer's display screen. Friend 1, what's that? Friend 3, it's collapsing. Friend 2, yes, but look. It's taking another shape while it's collapsing. Friend 1, how? Friend 3, yeah, I know, right. It's changing its shape. What superior technology? Friend 1, it's beyond any science we know. Friend 2, is Toby okay? Friend 3, what? Is he still there? Super attacker, was he killed inside the building? Killer, I don't think he's dead. But he must be in a tough situation. You're my Jin. Damn. We lost the connection. Punisher, the radio here seems to be working properly. Toby might have been caught up in some incident. Toby. Respond, Toby. Toby, please respond.
Here we go.
Frame 3. Hey, Toby. What you doing? Frame 3. God damn it. Look at him. Why did things go like this? You're my Jin. I think we should go rescue him. You're my Jin. Absolutely. Punisher, okay, I will go with you. Friend 1, can we go as well? Punisher, no, you guys must stay here. Super Attacker, you're useless against the people who caught Toby. Friend 3, did you say useless? Look at him. I understand you are angry at him. But you haven't used a weapon or experienced fighting with someone, have you? Friend 3, you're right. But, do not forget him. Rokutank, Roger. You're my Jin. We'll certainly pick him up. Hey, Punisher, trust us.
There we go. Can you hear me, Toby?
Yeah,
Toby. We can hear you.
Okay, sorry. I was having some audio issues.
Toby woke up in a dark place. Toby, I am in a jail or something. It resembles the false prison I was previously dumped into. Anyway, I must get out of here and see my friends again. I can't come up with anything I can do against that missile.
Oh, this part.
But how am I supposed to do that? There are no weapons here.
New notification from mail. YouTube. John Sweet Pea.
Okay, so this...
41. Jail search 1.
So this stage is all about escaping prison. Oh, yeah. Let's rock and roll. Josh?
Yeah?
Are you on the same bit, or have you stopped now and you're listening to what I do so you know what to do kind of deal?
No, I'm on the same bit. I'm on 4.1.
Oh, wait for me and I'll help you through it.
I'm tired of dodging.
Wait for me and I'll help you through it. Because we're on the exact same point now.
Okay.
Small and thin blades are continuously falling from the ceiling. Avoiding them is easy, but Toby is getting tired. Toby, goddamn you. I definitely won't be killed by you. Oh, it stopped.
Running right past a bunch of security guards and insects. I think there's a ladder I'm supposed to climb, right?
Yeah, there is.
Hello. Well, you are the subordinate who came to my house, aren't you? It must be soon noon for you to supervise this jail. That's too bad.
Windows of all, lock screen.
Do I? I've got one in here. No, I'm doing it. No, I don't want one.
Alright. Subordinate, you tough.
I've planned it out.
You don't see what I have.
Fuck, Larry.
I kill you with weapon you used. Toby, I don't know why I have to be killed, but I'm sure that you can't complete your objective. Please try. Subordinate, die. Toby, I understand you are trying to cut me, but is this the first time you've used a sword?
Apparently.
It's honestly annoying. So, Please give me the clinking thing you have. Subordinate, what do? Are you ill? Die. Kill. I kill.
This is a long letter.
Really kill. Die. Absolutely. Kill. Toby, it's very difficult to speak another language, isn't it? I diagnose that you're really confused.
Apparently I'm stuck up here.
You'd better
No, you're not.
What do I do? Move left?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay. Rather amusing to watch all the bad guys on the floor below destroy themselves.
Yeah, don't start 4-2 though, because there's a puzzle and I'll help you solve it when I finish 4-1.
Don't worry, you aren't bleeding.
It's a bit of a unique puzzle.
Am I supposed to go through this door on the second floor?
Yeah, you can do, because there's some armor and stuff in there that you can pick up.
Goodbye. Toby, here, my weapon's back. Let's go.
Okay, so on this floor, there are insects and security carts.
I must have gone through the wrong door because there's nothing in here other than the door.
Oh yeah, some of them are empty. I'm not sure which one you want.
Might be the second one.
Experience gained. Defeated security card level 23.
Nice.
Okay, if you want to go into these rooms, there's some dialogue, but it's not that necessary.
I think I accidentally missed the armory. I just finished the stage, though. Or the level, I guess.
Okay, so run to continue to run to your right and you will find a ladder which you want to climb.
Confirm.
Okay, so now we are on height 30.
Oh, you leveled.
Who did? Me? Yeah.
Friend one, they've gone. Friend two, yeah. I'm worried. Friend three, absolutely. Friend two, we should go save Toby too. Friend one, but your Katnik and your Mygin told us not to come. We'd better trust them. Friend three, I know, but if they were also captured. Like Toby. Friend two, we must be able to do something for them. Friend one, but. Friend three, idiot. I'll go. Even if I could be captured or killed, I have no regrets. Toby is our soulmate. friend too, absolutely. We were always with him. Friend one, okay. I'll go. Select a stage. Stage 4. Select 42. Jail search 2.
It says there's a door at 150-0. I'm in stage 4.1. How do I drop from 150-3 down?
You can only go from climbing the ladder. There's nothing much in there except some dialogue with some prisoners.
I'm just trying to find the armory.
Oh, it's the first door you come to after climbing the ladder.
Okay.
I can see two doors in front of me.
No, that's not what I'm seeing. But
look in your object info and it will show you two doors. One at 030 and then another one at some 30. I can't remember where, but yeah.
There's a door at 100-0, one at 130-0, and one at 150-0. Do I want the 150-0?
Hold on, I'll go and check in a sec.
This is just a big empty room.
Yeah, you need to climb the ladder.
I did. I climbed all the way to the top. Supposed to climb the ladder all the way to the top, or can you?
No, you have to go all the way up.
What do I have to do, Toby?
Climb all the way to the top, and then head to your left, and you'll come to a door, which you can enter.
I went through that door, and it was just an empty room.
No, there's some beeping stuff in there, like shields and small boxes and stuff.
That's not what I'm seeing.
There are a numpad and a display on the box. Also, it has a round button. I guess the button will turn on the display.
Okay, Google, what is 27 times 3?
27 by 3 is 81.
It seems that I'll have to input numbers to open the box. I pressed the button and turned on the console. 3. 9. 27.
9. 1.
The box didn't open. I 3. 9. 27.
8. 1.
Yes, it opened. It contained a small blue key. 3484/560.
Okay, so the way those boxes work, they will give you three numbers. You then have to work out what the next number is. So that one was multiples of 3. So it goes 3, 9, 27, and then 27 times 3 is 81.
Level 28. Experience 21,778. 174 required for the next sub-menu. Insects needle, 23 experience. Current value 87. 1, 2, 3. Tech. Current value 34. 1, 2, 4, 8. H. Confirm. Stamina. Current value 60. HP. Current value 114. Confirm. For the elevator.
Nice.
There were some iron balls as well.
So on 4-1, I see two doors after I've climbed all the way to the top. The first one's an empty room, the second one's an exit. So either I'm doing something wrong or that armory is somewhere else.
There's doors down below too, I think.
Yeah, but they only contain prisoners.
Toby. Okay,
there's no armory all the way up at the top, and I tried going less.
So when you go in that room, if you press D, it's not showing anything in there?
No.
That's weird. Okay, I don't get that.
But send that to me too, actually.
I wonder if maybe I've got enough weapons and armor on me that maybe it's one of those code.
Oh, that doesn't matter.
Select a stage. Tutorial.
So I don't know what it could be.
I'm just remembering the staff room where if you have plates for your plate thrower on you, this box doesn't spawn. I don't know if it's anything like that or not.
I'm not sure. To be honest, Josh, though, there's not much in there that's that important.
Okay.
Stage 4. 4 to 3. Faith in the escape route.
Okay, this one involves guiding prisoners.
Yep.
I might wait for Josh to finish 4-2, and then I'll be back to do 4-3. In the meantime, I'm going to go and get some iron balls. Back shortly.
So, I'm on 4-2 now. What do I do here?
Okay, so it's time to 4-3. Do 4-3. I now have 15 iron balls. I will get a few more before the next boss, though.
Stage 4. 4-3. Fake. Toby went back to the area with an elevator. Toby went. He got a card key, and his next mission is to rescue all the prisoners before escaping. Would you like to know how to guide prisoners? No. Yes. To guide a prisoner, approach and press enter. Once a prisoner responds, he or she will automatically follow you. Prisoners can jump like you, but only one square high. I don't know what's on the next floor. Gather all the prisoners before using the elevator. Submenu, status.
Now, let me just say that this level could have been made much harder than it is currently, because I don't believe that the prisoners can die.
Yes, I can.
Oh, can they? Okay.
Yes, they can. They can't in the Chaos version. In this version, they can.
Okay.
So I'm on the 4-3. I just launched it.
Right. Now, before you do anything, I'm going to explain what you have to do here.
Okay.
Because this one is a bit of a different sort of thing. Basically, what we are going to do, okay, we are going to head to the second door on the ground floor of this area.
Okay.
We're going to go in there, and then we're going to get some dialogue. Then there will be, you'll hear three beeping noises. They are prisoners. What we will do is we will press enter to talk to those, like to make those prisoners follow us.
Okay.
Once we do that, we will then head out of that door, head left, go through the next door, and do the same thing. Now, once we have the prisoners with us, we are not, and I repeat, not going to attack enemies.
Okay.
If the prisoners die, if a prisoner dies, we will have to restart this level again.
Okay.
And our goal is the elevator. Once we've got all six prisoners, our goal is the elevator at 750.
Okay.
So, when you're ready, we'll go.
Okay, I'm going to press enter.
Right.
See, they never die for me. That's why I thought that...
No, they don't for me, because I don't attack the enemies or anything. I just run.
Yeah.
So I'm getting the dialogue about how to get the prisoners. Do I have to go up to each beeping noise and press enter, basically?
Yeah.
Okay.
But start with the second door, right, because... Okay. To be honest, I'm not going to kill anything right now. I think I'm over-leveled, actually, for this point.
Where is the what are the coordinates on the second coordinate?
Right. So, keep going right. Past...
So, that's the first door.
Door at 100-0.
So, past the door at 100-0.
Yeah, I'm at 126-0. Oh, I see it.
So, okay. What we're going to do, we're going to go into this room.
Yep.
Okay, guys, we can get out of this here system using the elevator. Person 2, yo. We were waiting for you. We're so hungry. Let us eat something. Person 1, yes. The little girl is starting to starve. Be quick. Person 3, I'm sorry. Toby, we have to walk for a while.
So I pressed enter on each of the beeps and got a little symbol noise, so I'm assuming you're following me now, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Person 3, I'll be fine if we can escape from here. Thank you.
Alright,
anyway,
so now we're going to go back to the work.
Person 1, hey, don't forget to guide us. Person 2, please. I'll treat you to lunch after escaping. Very hot curry and rice.
Okay, so we now have the first three prisoners. Just exit here.
Alrighty, and to the elevator I go. Come on. And I'm assuming the elevator is this big bush, right?
Yeah.
Person 2, thank you. Person 1, did you check the area beyond the elevator?
We are on the elevator.
Toby, nope. I wanted to inform you first.
And I just finished it. So I'm back to the stage selection screen.
Okay. If I was you, I'd go back to 4-2 and get some iron balls from that desk. Because they're going to be useful for the next boss.
I think I already got some.
Yeah, but you need more.
I will protect you.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Get at least 30.
Yeah, I think you get 5 or 10 by default.
5.
Each time. I'm not sure. Okay.
5.
Okay. Please release us.
Because the next boss is a pain. The next boss is a pain.
Toby.
Do I have to...
What?
So I'm back on 4-2. Do I have
Yeah, to just run to the second door and then go in there and get the balls. What's these? Why did I do that? What a dingbat. Okay, so we now have all 6 prisoners. To the elevator we go.
Toby, let's go to a new place. We don't know what will be waiting for us. All 6 people, while 8.
It was worse in BK2 with the prison part.
Yeah.
Much worse.
I feel like this is easier.
Yeah, it is.
So.
Okay, I'll be back. I'm going to get some more balls, and then we're going to fight this boss.
Audacity, track new table. Track 1 row not selected.
Iron balls like the other weapons just by pressing a hotkey on it?
No, you have to press X and then select it, and then they will be thrown.
Okay.
Okay, it's time for the boss battle on 4-4. This thing is a bit tanky, and it can hit pretty hard, but I am a bit over level, so hopefully that will be in my favour. Let's go. Oh, and it can summon insects.
Okay.
Toby, look. That's the exit.
If I haven't got enough iron balls, then I'll retry.
Person 3, thank you, Toby.
But I'm going to use the white hammer, the wide hammer as well.
Person 2, I thought we would die in the jail. I owe you one, Toby. Person 6, I can finally return home. Person 5, guys. Not yet. Toby, what do you mean? Person 4, are you talking about that rock there? Person 5, yes. Don't you think so? The shape is almost the same, and it looks muddy. Toby, is that mud? I thought it was a humanoid made of rocks. Person 5, exactly. That's the muddy creature who captured and threw us into the Darak, Gloomy Jail. Toby, sir, it might be. And I'll give you a yu-a-yu-oosh. Anyway, go back to the elevator room. Person 4, understood. Listen, everyone. Escape to the elevator room while Toby destroys the rock. Person 5, be careful. It can fly.
Yes, it can.
Toby, yeah. It can fly. With those muddy wings. Unrealistic. Okay, bring it on. You are ha 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 ha.
Okay, here we go.
Optic Guildford, piece of stone at 19, mud fighter at 14, 1 HP 100% level 30. Optic, total, piece of stone, mud fighter at 21 HP 97% level 30. Piece of stone at 50. Object piece of mud fighter at 110 HP 97% suffering. Location 80. Submenu. Tap iron book. Choose a height to throw. Straight throw this item straight forward. 360 damage to mud fighter.
There are the big boot.
Mud fighter's huge rock took you 90 damage.
Whoa!
Items list. Rice ball, 22. Attack iron ball, 34. Throw to attack. Choose a height to throw. Tactical iron ball. Choose a height to throw. Object proofer. Mud fighter at 10-0 HP 72%.
Okay, damage. It's going down.
Iron ball. Choose a height to throw.
Oh.
Iron. Choose a height to throw.
Yeah, these guys are taking a beating out of me. That's for darn sure.
I just keep throwing iron balls at it.
Time.
A
I'm throwing iron balls at it for this.
Oh man,
I just got.
Oh, it's down to 29%! It's down to 29%!
29?
Yeah.
I'm dead.
Oh, 3%! Killed it!
You got it.
Yep.
I haven't.
It's gone. Let's get out of here, everyone. Toby successfully released the prisoners.
Do I want to throw these iron balls straight forward, or do I want to get some high?
What you want to do, wait for it to get on the ground, then go to where it is, and then as soon as you've thrown the iron ball at it, immediately press X and fire another one and keep doing that pattern so it can't move.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Check to make sure you're hitting it, though, in between.
Yeah, just keep checking where it is.
Yeah.
But when I was frying them at it, they were doing like 300 odd damage to it. Pretty good, because what I've done is I've increased my tech to 50.
Oh, do those depend on your tech?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
However, the story does not necessarily have a good ending. Toby, okay, everyone is safe. Time to go home now.
And I died again. I guess my defenses aren't high enough.
What is your defense?
I think it's around 90.
Yeah, same here. Every time it hit me, I healed. Because it does like 90 damage to you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Young man, wow, you managed to escape. Great job. But unfortunately, you can't stop us.
What's your tech?
Don't care whether you escape or not.
21.
Oh, that's why then. Mine's 50. Wow. Mine's 50.
Oh, wow. Okay.
There were some more people in the basement, so we don't have any setbacks.
That's why my iron balls were doing a shit ton of damage to it.
Yeah. Hey, what are you talking about? I don't understand.
If you don't want to use the iron balls, though, you can use the wide hammer to try and hit him.
Young man, you've destroyed some of our facilities.
Do you know it's level 30, that boss?
Therefore, we have to go back and repair the destroyed pieces. We're actually glad to see you escaped because you may continue destroying the building while we are traveling back. Please get out of here right now. Toby, okay, so I can go home. Bye-bye. You're my gym. Toby, you've survived. Toby, what? Toby, why? Why were they captured? Young man, oh, that's too bad. We didn't.
Looks like I'm gonna have to grind or get my tech higher, because I just died
after you were captured. Did you see how much damage the iron balls are doing?
No.
When you throw one and it hits, press E and see how much damage it's actually doing. And that will give you an indication.
After the launch of the missile, they intruded into this building and stole a password from our computer.
For me, they were doing 329.
The stolen password is very dangerous for us and this world, because there is a possibility that it enables attackers to hack our system and use it as much as they want.
Oh, is that a knocking?
We cannot let them go. So sorry.
If you really end up struggling, Josh, to grind, I can always send you my save tomorrow. And you
that
can use my save with, like, higher level tech and stuff.
You're my dude, not at all.
It did 70 damage.
We were going to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, they were doing 329.
Toby, I won't let you kidnap them. They are my soulmates. Don't take them away from me. Young man, we are not going to take them away from you. All we want them to do is to visit our country. Toby, why did you come here, Yarmajin?
I'm not going
to
be able to make it.
I didn't know anything about this building. Did you forget that?
Well, if you want, I can change my save tomorrow.
Okay.
So you can fight it and beat it and... Well, actually, stage 5 will already be unlocked, but...
Yeah. At least I can grind on those carts. That'll help.
Yeah.
Maybe if I can get my defenses higher, I think two problems are hurting me. For one, my defenses aren't high enough and my tech isn't high enough. We knew it would be dangerous. We knew.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard if you haven't played this game before because you don't really know what stats you're supposed to increase and.
Yeah.
Josh has never played this game in his life.
Yeah, this is my completely first playthrough.
Yeah.
He found it a bit daunting at first, I think.
I did, until Toby taught me about killing that insect and then immediately getting your defenses up.
Yeah.
I was saying to Brian earlier, this game is no joke.
Yeah.
Friend 3, don't resist. Release them or build.
I'm gonna move on to Manamon now anyway.
Look at them. Ridiculous.
Yeah. I don't wanna do stage 5 right now.
You're not going to do stage 5 right now?
No.
Okay.
I need to do a lot of grinding for the next boss.
Yeah.
Because the next boss is that mini demon one.
Mm-hmm.
Which is level 40.
Toby, criminals. Young man, shut up. That's what you don't need to know right now.
Because how far through the game is this?
You are going to be a criminal in the near future. No. You are going to be the best criminals of them all. Toby, what are you talking about? Young man, okay, time to leave. Toby, please get out. Toby, let's go home everyone, I'll release you. I won't get out without you. Young man, phew. Our technology can easily terminate you, Toby. But we can't do that right now because the condition of the system isn't so good. I knew. I was certain that the young man was telling us lies. That things the young man wanted were not crystals. That my soulmates would not be back if I left. They will be terminated. Toby, no. I won't get out. Young man, face up to reality. It is sometimes harsh. Yes, it can be changed. But you will not be able to change it, because you are the best criminal. We'll be happy to help you enjoy your reality. Ha 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 ha. The tranquilizer bullet instantly made Toby fall asleep. Toby was dumped out of the building. The unknown organization released the person whom they marked as the best criminal. They didn't capture, kidnap, or terminate him. The huge building started to float. With Toby's soulmates kept. Someone distantly heard an emergency alarm. However, Toby still doesn't know anything. He will eventually wake up and understand what happened. The tragedy is approaching. Suck these at VTV. In a just. ZJJFJ3. Excuse me.
Oh my gosh, I didn't realize I had that much. I had 33 points worth of level up. So I just massively boosted my tech. Let's see, let's split that actually. Flex 33 divided by 2.
Select the stage. Tutorial.
Okay, let's just check out the shop.
Select merchant. Hello. We're an established arms dealer here in Crystal City. Feel free to buy weapons or armor you need. We currently have 563 points. What would you like to buy? Rice ball 5, red pachinko 100 points. This is the pachinko, a great rapid fire weapon. Each attack causes relatively low damage, but it will deal consistent amounts of damage regardless of the enemy's defenses. Buy this weapon. Recurrent, what red, mega steel shield, pack of pachinko balls 20 points. These balls are used as ammunition for the red pachinko. They come in packs of 100 balls.
That pachinko will help with the boss, I think.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Oh, you're still playing BK3?
I'm just buying stuff from the shop.
9, 8, 6.
I'm about to try fighting that mud fighter again. I just massively, I upped my tech by 33 points. In 21, so hopefully, at least if nothing else, even if I take a beating, I'll be able to get one back.
Stage 4, merchant. Hey, hey, Toby, long time no see. I've known you ever since your first adventure. Just as always, I've got some good stuff for you today as well. You currently have 300 and... What would you like to buy? Mushroom 8 points. Long blade 120 points. This is the long blade used by the bully boys. Our teams improved on the design, and the power and damage capabilities have increased drastically. Incidentally, the bully boys are now more widely accepted and live in all the towns and villages. Wherever they live, they can now enjoy their lives more freely and without as many worries as before. Buy this weapon. You currently have long 9 5 points. 9 ball 5 points. Back.
I did 30 damage to Mud Fighter this time. Is my strength stat not high enough?
2, 3, 4, 5.
How much damage?
4.
30.
That's even less than before, isn't it?
Tutorial.
I don't understand why you're doing less damage than
merchant. What did you look? How many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 8, 9, 10. You currently have 123. What would you long back? We're praying for your success on this continuing journey.
It only did 30 damage to the mud fiber.
That's odd. Okay, that's going to be it for this episode. In the next one, we will tackle stage 5. Actually, I know. Let's do the cutscene for stage 5, and then I can grind on 5-2.
Wow. I can't. can't believe things came to such an end. Why?
Nothing grind.
The building has taken off. Very slowly. There is no one who can help me.
What's that you're doing, Brian?
What?
I can hear talking.
When I woke up, it was already dark, and moonlight was shining down from the sky.
Yeah.
The lights of the house.
I'm just doing this cutscene, then I'm gonna play Manimal.
Everyone seemed to be in silent
games.
Only because then I can grind on stage 5, because that's a better place to grind.
Yeah.
I was the only person who was left here. I could see no.
I think there's a level in stage 5 with a bunch of mini demons or something that you can.
No.
You can grind from.
My house was vacant. I saw everything there was to see as nothing more than a colorless substance.
Yeah.
There is nothing here.
Okay, in the Chaos version, this part is completely different.
Because my friends are no longer here. Because I am alone. I was scared. They will never.
I'm gonna grind on beat this stage 4.2 and.
Yeah, I don't know why you're. I don't know why you're,
No, I will never be able to save them.
Why you're doing less damage than before.
I'm doing technically more damage, but not enough.
I don't want to prove that I am no use
It was 17 damage, now it's up to 30, but still, it's not. I don't know if strength would help that. Not. Obviously, tech did some good for it, but.
There is no possibility that I can save them.
I don't think strength matters where iron balls are concerned, actually.
How do I eliminate the possibility that my attempt may come to nothing? Knowing that the past can't be erased, how do I invoke the courage and hope to fight? I broke out of my house. I ran and ran and ran, getting out of breath, tripping on a stone. Tears traced my steps on the concrete. I broke down into tears outside of Crystal City. I couldn't defend them. No, I killed them because of my insufficient power. I don't like killing people. I did what I hated the most to the people who were the most important to me. I am the real devil, as the man said. How devil should be. A devil is terminated. A devil disappears. I made up my mind. The city was getting brighter when I came back. It was morning already. The sun was shining brightly on the city, and birds I didn't know the name of were singing. At the park, children wearing pajamas were playing. They probably came here to play without telling their parents. Person 1, hello. You look down. What happened? Person 2, hey, what's up? Just ask us when you need help. Person 3, hey, what's up? I just wanted to say thank you for yesterday. You know, hey, what happened to you? Tell me. You can't solve all your problems by yourself. Don't you know that? Everyone worried about me and talked to me on the way. But I ignored them all. I do not need such words. You do not know anything, you do not understand anything. You just want to hear what happened to me. Your words are empty. I hate such words. They just make me feel worse. I do not want them. Don't touch me. Don't care about me. Don't talk to me. I've already decided. Suddenly, the park attracted my attention. I changed my direction and started to walk towards the park. Child, oh, you are the most famous person in this city, aren't you? Nice to meet you. You look so sad. What happened? I was startled by the child's simple words. He really wants to know what happened to me and how I'm feeling. And, possibly, he wants to do something for me. The tone of his voice and the expression on his face clearly communicated his thoughts. I couldn't believe it was happening, but I started to tell him about what happened so far. Toby, I was investigating a weird issue about unknown creatures in this town. As I continued, a huge golden building fell from the sky and landed in the center of the city. I thought it was very dangerous, and decided to peek into it. But the building was a thief's fortress. I was trapped in the basement of the building. It was so scary. Spikes fell from the ceiling of the room, and I had to avoid them all. I stole the key, rescued other trapped citizens, and fought with a massive mud monster. But my friends were captured during all of that. They were kidnapped, and the building took off. They were my best friends. I even considered them as my family. I didn't want to lose them. But they will die. Will be killed. What should I do? What should I?
I can't believe it. It's already almost 7 o'clock. Wow. This game really is intense.
What the hell am I expecting? How could this situation be better by telling this child? Child, I see. So you must go save them. If you don't, they never come back, right? They will go to the place where we cannot reach, won't they? Everyone can help you do whatever you can't do alone. My friends can help me whenever I struggle. Everyone is your helper.
I'm gonna go make some dinner.
Alright. What are you gonna have?
Probably some andouille, probably what you guys would call bangers, sausages.
Oh.
They're Cajun style sausages, a little spicy.
Alright, well, I'll see you in a bit. I'll see you in a bit then. I'll be playing Manimal when you come back.
Okay, sounds good.
I'll rescue them. You want them back, right? You would die if you lost them, wouldn't you? Am I wrong? Toby, you are absolutely correct. I found the answer that I was truly looking for. Thanks to you. I will never forget you. Child, good luck. My mom,
thank you.
Dad, friends, teachers, everyone will key for you. Save them. Absolutely. If I stop here, they will be killed. I admitted the facts, and was trying to leave this world with them. Do I want to allow their death? I do not. I cannot. So I'll get them back. They cannot be killed and leave me here. I cannot fail to rescue them. Because I am here. Because I am still alive. My true adventure has begun.
And now we have a musical interlude.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to end...
This is great music, by the way.
I love it. It's great.
Thank you.
this music.
Me too. I think this is the same music at the end of the game.
Yeah, it is. Because this is sort of like the official start of the game, really, isn't it? The adventure,
yeah.
Anyway.
I think that's why this game is called the... I think it's called The Adventure Begins.
Hmm? Do this one and then I'll end it there.
Toby, how can I catch up with the building and get into it? Well, first, I need to catch up with it. The key is the Dryset Electron. You may give me something useful. Next, getting into the building. Ah, Donna. I'll ask everyone at Electro. Destination. Electro. Sazzle. Long blade. Set to carry weapon 1.
By the way, you want to know something funny about this level?
Are you talking about the dog?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can kill it.
I know. Like that!
70 damage
to go. Poor dog. I need to get some.
Oh yeah, there's a river in here.
Oh, are you still playing BK?
I'm finishing this level because it's boring. I just killed the dog. You missed it.
Oh.
I did 470 damage to it.
Ah. What fucking...
Toby, is that... The building is flying so slowly. I got to meet the guys at Electron as soon as possible.
Look, I'll show you.
470 damage to dog.
There we go. Proved.
Defense. Current value 90. One, two, three, four, eight, nine, ten. Tech.
I've noticed on 4-2, those security cards have a nasty habit of ambushing you. Like, one of them will get above and to the left, the other one will get above to your right and blitz you with their lasers.
Yeah.
But they're just far enough apart that you can't nail him with your sword. Eight,
tech, defense, current value 90.
I have to learn how to dodge and weave and whack him. I have a personal vendetta to settle with that mud boss. He needs to die.
Yeah.
There's an even worse mud boss later on in the game.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Stage 22.
That's a long ways off then.
Okay, so just walk to the right and you will finish the level. And then in between episodes, I'm gonna do more grinding. I've just got my defense to 100.
Yeah. Oh, you missed some really good music, too.
Oh.
Oh, you can't kill that dog. Damn.
Yeah. It's funny when you hit the cats too, when they're or when the cats get hit, that you
that's funny. I killed a bird in this area once when I had a really powerful weapon.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, that's going to do it for this episode.
Select the stage tutorial.
In the next one, we will continue with stage 5. Because I will tell you now, you will want to grind, because there's a level 40 boss battle at the end of this stage who is no pushover. He hits very, very hard. So I hope you enjoyed this one. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. Bye for now.
Bye.
Wood acid.